just popped to the loo to make herself look natural with concealer, etc. Then she went into Jennings. I gave it 5 minutes and then I was the first one to walk by the shop doorway. Jazz was talking to a tall, dark-haired boy in black jeans. He was smiling as he handed over some onions. Jazz was a bit flushed and was twiddling with her fringe. It was a very irritating habit she had. Anyway, I stopped in my tracks and said in a tone of delight and surprise, which convinced even me, "Jazz, hi, what are you doing here?" And I gave her a really warm hug, managing to say in her ear, "Leave your bloody fringe alone." When I stopped hugging her, she said, "Hi, Georgie, I was just buying some onions." And I laughed and said, "Well, you know your onions, don't you, Jazz?" Then Ellen and Jules came in with arms outstretched and shrieking with excitement. "Jazz, Jazz, how lovely! Gosh, we haven't seen you for ages. How are you?" Meanwhile, the boy Tom stood there. Jazz said to him, "Oh, I'm really sorry to keep you waiting." And he just went, "It's cool." And Jazz asked him how much she owed him. And then she said, "Bye then, thanks." And he said, "See you later." And we were outside. We got a few metres away, we didn't say anything, but sort of spontaneously all started running as fast as we could and laughing.